You will hear five different people talking about holidays they have had. Speaker 1.
It came as a complete surprise. Right out of the blue, she came home and told me she'd been made redundant from work and said, why didn't we just take off for a year and travel around the world? Well, it just all seemed to make sense. I wasn't enjoying my work at the time and was thinking about doing something else. Her company had given her quite a generous redundancy package, and also we could rent out our house for the year. That would give us enough to live on for the year, as long as we were careful with our money. And I'm pleased to say that we were, apart from the occasional few luxuries here and there. You know, meals in expensive restaurants for special occasions like birthdays or anniversaries, that kind of thing.
Speaker 2.
It's something I've been looking into for some time. To tell you the truth, it's something I've wanted to do ever since I was a kid. It just never seemed that it would be something I could realistically do. So it just remained a dream. But after somebody told me how cheap it was when you actually got there, I started to do some serious research. And really, although actually getting there is very expensive, the price of the hotels, restaurants and travelling around the country is so low compared to places in Europe, it means that in total, you're not paying much more than you would for a cheap holiday on the beach in Greece or Spain. And it's a lot more interesting than just lying around on a beach somewhere. It was great. I'm going back there next year. I didn't think I would ever be able to say that.
Speaker 3.
It's not every day you go on honeymoon, but if you ask me, it was all a bit over the top. We had our own private beach and the staff couldn't do enough for us. They wouldn't let us do a thing for ourselves. For example, if I tried to pour myself a drink, somebody would suddenly appear and take the bottle out of my hand and finish pouring it. I know it's all these luxuries that you're paying for, but it's a bit much for me and wasn't something I was comfortable with. I suppose you must just get used to it after a while. But all the time, I kept thinking that it would have been a better idea if we'd used that money to buy a washing machine and some new furniture, instead of going to all that expense.
Speaker 4.
To tell you the truth, the hotel was a bit of a letdown. The pictures in the brochure were flattering, to say the very least. The restaurant was supposed to be 5-star. But I can honestly say I've had better food in a motorway service station. It wasn't all bad, though. The area itself was lovely. The beach near the village was lovely and had everything you could ask for. Clean white sand, beautiful blue sea, palm trees. And the locals were really friendly and really made a fuss of the kids. I think we'll go back there soon, but we'll definitely stay in a different hotel. That one wasn't good value for money at all.
Speaker 5.
I'd really been looking forward to going there, and I wasn't disappointed, not in the least. From the moment you arrive there, you feel immersed in its history. It's the birthplace of civilization, after all. And every street you walk down reminds you of this. I know some people wouldn't find it much fun to be going from boring museum to boring museum, but it wasn't like that. When you see some of the collections they have in the museums, and you see it in context of the city itself, well, it's an extraordinary feeling. The weather wasn't great, but I don't think that spoiled it for us at all. It's not like you go to a place like that just to sit on the beach and get a tan. We had a week there, but really you'd need a month just to see everything.